Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto's Inside Out Festival was just finished last weekend as one of the world's biggest LGBT film festivals that shows movies and documentaries from around the world by and about lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transsexuals. Like, every year it attracted large and enthusiastic crowds, and with the added glamour this year, the film's being shown in the epicenter of Toronto Film Festival's The Lightbox on King Street. So this week, I'm going to look at a couple of great movies that touched upon the L word in LGBT, and a documentary about Yves Saint Laurent. Quick distinction, two of these movies are made by women and told from the point of view of female characters. The third is by a man and is about a man who made things for women. Also on right now and through the weekend is the CFC Short Film Festival, which is showing a whopping 275 short films this week at places like the National Film Board on Richmond Street and at the CN Tower. To find out more, go to worldwideshortfilmfest.com. Okay, first, Circumstance, directed by Mariam Keshavarz, which was the Audience Award winner at the Sundance Festival in 2011. This is a movie about two best friends in Tehran, the beautiful Shireen, played by Sarah Kazemi, who lives with her traditional conservative relatives after her parents were killed, and the sophisticated Atafe, played by Nicole Boucheri, who comes from a very rich Western-style permissive family. As expected, they fall in love, in and out of bed, their friends, adventures in the big city, and lovers. Now, Iran has an ultra-conservative religious government that forbids certain types of music, flashy clothes, and Western films. So the two of them meet behind closed doors to wear shiny sequin dresses, do classical dancing, or just watch TV. What's their dream? To go on American Idol and sing Total Eclipse of the Heart. When things get bad, they fantasize about a lesbian paradise with bars where women dance on tabletops wearing flashy clothes, or the two of them sit in a beach house and gaze in one another's eyes. Things get too bad, they say. They can always go to Dubai. So they spend their days at a conservative school, but at night in a vibrant underground Iran filled with secret discos, drug parties, and clandestine studios hidden behind innocuous barbershops. But their way of life is threatened when Mehran, played by Reza Sikso-Safai, Atafe's musician brother, returns from detox. He gives up drugs and finds God. He gradually becomes a more and more devout Muslim and falls in with the thuggish morality cops for his own purposes, who harass and arrest people, especially women, for crimes like playing loud music in their car, smoking, or not wearing hijab properly. Will the two young women find happiness together? Or will Mehran and the conservatism he represents ruin their lives, their loves, and crush their creativity? Circumstance is an excellent drama that gives a view of parallel lives in contemporary Iran. It's sort of a live-action version of cartoonist Marjane Satrapi's great animated film Persepolis from a few years ago, only this is newer, live-action, and darker. I recommend this movie. Next, The Evening Dress, or La Robe du Soir, directed by Miriam Aziza. Okay, Juliet is a smart and confident tiny little French 12-year-old girl who lives with her mom. Her older brother picks on her, but she gets to wear his old clothes. She, like the rest of her class, idolized their very beautiful and free-thinking teacher, Madame Solenska. So Madame Solenska, played by the actress Leo, doesn't shy away from adult words and sends them right back to the bratty kids who are trying to shock her. She wears beautiful dresses and distinctive perfume. She pays special attention to kids in the class who need it, especially Juliet, played by Alba Gaya Craged-Belugi, and others. When the teacher gives her a paperback book to read that she says was very important to her, Juliet starts to imagine she has a special connection to the teacher, so she saves a hair between two pages and inhales the teacher's scent from the book. She decides to remake herself into something like her teacher. She gets rid of her tomboy clothes and starts wearing women's hairstyles, clothes, makeup, and perfume, and follows her around secretly at night. but she's shocked to see that some of her teacher's attention is being stolen by Antoine, played by Léo Legrand, a smart but rebellious boy who's failing his courses. Is Juliet's life over? Can she be loved by or be like her teacher? The Evening Dress is more than just a coming-of-age story about a prepubescent schoolgirl. It's a really moving adult drama about obsession, bullying, conformity, and ostracism. And the acting, especially by the little girl and the teacher, is really fantastic. I recommend this movie as well. Next, the documentary L'Amour Fou, directed by Pierre Torotan. A documentary about an auction that's selling off all the possessions, paintings, sculptures, and objets d'art of a designer after he dies. Isn't that cruel and cold and incredibly commercial and superficial and crass? Well, Oscar Wilde once said something like, it's only superficial people who don't judge by appearances. So to say this is a movie about surfaces is not meant to be a negative review. Actually, it's about both the outward appearances and some of the things that happen behind the scenes in the lives and careers of French haute couture fashion designer Yves Saint Laurent and his lover and business partner Pierre Berger. Yves Saint Laurent, when still a very young man, was fired by Christian Dior, partly because of a conservative journalist's criticism of his sexuality. So with the help of his new lover, Berger, he established his own fashion house. This is in the early 60s, where he hand-drew every one of hundreds new designs twice a year. His intense life, filled with drugs, alcohol, and debauchery, shares the screen with his contributions to mode, design, and popular culture. The movie uses photos, fashion show clips, including the annual wedding march, which he used to end all his collections, and perfectly composed new looks at his homes and villas in Morocco and rural France. Every shot in this movie is planned, framed, and mounted like a painting on the wall. And all the interviews and narration by Berger, their entourage, and Yves Saint Laurent himself is unusually eloquent. No airheads here. This is not a fashion TV chatter. It's a testament to the innovation and the life spent only for the here and now, removed from guilt and worries about the hereafter. This is also an excellent, beautifully made documentary. So the beautiful documentary about Yves Saint Laurent, L'Amour Fou, is now playing. I saw it at Inside Out. It also played at TIFF and Hot Docs. Circumstance and The Evening Gown are two movies that also played Inside Out. Check your local listings for screening times for L'Amour Fou. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, for CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturemining.com.